if you're a Glaber fan, you're not going to like this next part of the show because it's not going to be good for Glaber Torres. You want to say that Glaber Torres has a low baseball IQ, and I'm not going to argue that, okay? Because I see him do enough things to make me question what he thinks about on the field. And we mentioned this. We were texting back and forth, and I even tweeted it yesterday during game two. The Yankees are up 6-0, okay? That ball is hit to him with a runner at first, and it was like deep in the hole, right? And he had to kind of go across his body to make the throw to second, and Volpe made a nice play to save it out there.
Yeah.
You have to be smart enough to know where you are in the game. It's
Yeah.
6-0. It was like the fifth inning, fourth to fifth inning, I believe. Get the out. Get a sure out. Now, it ended up working out because it saved a double play and the next batter banged into a double play.
Yeah.
But you're flirting with disaster. It's like risk reward in that situation. And I don't think he takes that into account enough times where it looked like he was just trying to play hero ball because he's trying to do something because he's not doing anything at the plate right now.
I just want to say, and just because I think it's important for us to mention these things, it's like, okay, they've played 16 games. We couldn't be happier. This team's 12-4. Again, shitty loss today, but if you're telling me the Yankees are 12-4 and won every series, ultimately you have nothing to complain about as if you're living in the moment. Right, you have nothing to complain about. This team's 12-4.
But in the moment, there was a terrible loss today.
In the moment, yeah. But what I'm saying is, you have the people who will say it's just 16 games. It's a long season. You know, we'll say it. How many times have you felt, oh, this is the fucking team? And then you're quickly reminded, you know, end of May, that a team that looks great can look like shit just as quickly. Right? So forgive us if we're not just willing to sit here and shit rainbows for an hour into the microphone and not discuss the things that are okay. If we're going to have the mindset like this is the team, then we need to address the issues now because I promise you, they're going to become more and more obvious as this team continues down the long 162 game season that they have. And right now, Gleyber Torres is a major issue for me. And that does not mean I think Gleyber sucks. I think Gleyber was really good last year, and I think he has potential to be a really good hitter. But for some reason, I think I said this to you. I think I texted it to you guys. He has never just clicked. And in a team, he's on a team now where everything's clicking. All these guys seem to be clicking. Whether they're contributing at the plate, in the field, you could say something good about almost every guy. I mean, fuck, Trevino hit a home run today and had a nice base hit later in the game.
I mean, you got to give Trevino a lot of credit for tagging Class A there. He got the rally started.
Yeah, I know. That was a great hit, too. It was a great piece of hitting. I don't want to beat up on Gleyber because I actually really like Gleyber Torres. I think he's not a guy that I sit there and you know when Stanton goes into his slumps and it's in big spots, I just fucking oh I get so frustrated. Gleyber Torres is not a guy that I want to hate. I want to root for this guy. I want to be wrong. I hope that in a month from now he's the hottest hitter on the team and I'm eating my words, but there's just something off. And it's not necessarily what's happening right now. It's just been his overall presence as a Yankee that it just hasn't clicked. And it's just becoming so apparent now for whatever reason.
You know, you look at the team through 16 games so far, and maybe you look at Judge's overall numbers, and they're not great, but he's contributed to wins. You look at Anthony Rizzo, right? And I think a lot of, and I ran a poll, and we'll get to that in a quick second. And a lot of people are saying, no, Rizzo's my biggest concern. And he's a big concern for me too. The guy's got four errors already this year. He had four errors all of last year. And there's certain things like, I don't think the second error that was charged to him today was really fair, because Nestor was late getting to the bag and that kind of screwed the whole play up. That throw to Volpe, where from Volpe that he didn't pick the ball, hard play. I'm not saying that was a play that has to be or should be made, but Anthony Rizzo makes that play.
Anthony Rizzo makes that play,
and he hasn't really gotten going with the bat, except for he's the hero. If the defense doesn't betray the Yankees,
he had a really good game today.
If the Yankees, if the defense doesn't betray the Yankees in the bottom of the 10th inning, he had the game-winning hit.
Yes. It was a great base hit, too.
You know, everybody's kind of chipped in this year so far, except for Gleyber Torres. And now you're looking at a situation here where, okay, the tying run scores because he doesn't feel the ball cleanly. His head is moving faster than his body. Again, circumstances led to that. But these are all things you keep look at the, we always say, look at the evidence, keep stacking the evidence, pile on the evidence of all the things we say about Gleyber Torres. That's another thing to convict him of not being a great baseball player right there.
You know what it is for me? It's tough to just attack a guy on a couple things, because again, we're sitting here saying he hasn't contributed and so on and so forth. But in a week from now, he could have three straight games where he's the hero and we're singing a different tune. I think bigger picture, what it comes down to for me is Gleyber Torres not making that play today is the same Gleyber Torres who wouldn't have made that play 3 years ago. And it's like you're waiting for this guy to get out of his own head and be more confident out there and know what he's doing, know what his next move is. And to, it's not, even though the infield was in, I know plays are more difficult when infield's in. That's not a difficult play.
That's a play that
Gleyber Torres has to make that play.
Yes, absolutely.
10 out of 10 times. So this isn't us being tough on him. That's, you can't sit here, look me in the eyes and tell me that that's a difficult play. I'm not saying it's easy, but Gleyber Torres, the person that we've been waiting for, makes that play with his eyes closed.
If you're enough of a fan that you're listening to our podcast, you cannot tell me that you're not expecting that play to be made right now.
Right. And I guess the best way to put it with Gleyber, this is the best way I can articulate it, is given all he's been through and the player that we've expected him to be, in 2024, I should have no doubt that Gleyber Torres makes that play confidently and easily, and he still isn't making the play. Why? Because exactly what you said, his mind is moving quicker than his hands, or vice versa. And to me, that shows me a guy who is still timid, a guy who is still questioning his next move. And I'm maybe it's unfair, I don't know, maybe you disagree with me, but for me to fall in love with Gleyber Torres, I can't be feeling that for him anymore. I got to be confident in that guy out there at second base.
Well, you got to think he was confident in himself last year at the plate, and that probably translated more to a more confident defender at second base, where this year he's not confident at the plate. If you're trying to bunt runners on first and second, that's your move. That's not what Gleyber Torres does last year in that situation, if it's the middle of the season.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because you said it best in our chat. I said, I don't know if I love that move or hate it. And you said it perfectly, Ryan. You like that they moved the runners over. You got the runners in scoring position there. It was one out at the point at that time. So that's a overall smart baseball move. But you also pointed out that's Gleyber Torres giving up in that bat right there. That if Gleyber Torres thinks he's Gleyber Torres, thinks he's the hitter that he's supposed to be, he's not giving himself up in that situation.
Right, and instead he kind of puts his tail between his legs and he gives it up, and he does move the runners over, which is a great fundamental move, but you're seeing that same thing. If Gleyber Torres was confident in the field, he makes that play in the end today, and he's maybe not fully there, and that's one of my big concerns right now is some of these boppers, these guys that have had an established past, they're showing signs of being a head case or some sort of lack of confidence in them in regards really just to him and Rizzo. I haven't loved what I've seen from the two of them in that sense, where they're really in their head a bit so far this year. So hopefully that's just kind of a normal thing that happens, again, 16 games in. And we got to just keep finding those positives as well, which, you know, 12-4 to start the year, we'll take that every time.
And my biggest concern, if you want to say it's concern with Gleyber Torres, is that even I came on here and said that I love the way that I saw a more mature player in 2023 post All-Star break.
He really was.
I felt like he was a more mature player. And I kept saying, like, maybe he's finally in that space now. And then he comes out and he has this beginning to the season. And it feels like all that goodwill that he gave the fans, where you felt like he hit a certain level of maturity, is gone. And again, like you said, 16 games, he can come out and hit 4 home runs and bat 500 against Toronto, and we don't worry about him for the rest of the year. But as you said, we're doing 2 shows a week. We're reacting to what's happening as it happens. This is a major concern for me right now. This is a guy that the Yankees bat at leadoff, didn't get it done. Put him 6-5-6 now, wherever he's been batting the last couple of games, to get him going. He's not getting going. Making errors in the field, costing the team runs, you know, contributed to a loss today because he didn't make a play. It's tough, and we always talk about this. Dogpile. Yankees are hoisting up 28. Who's in the dogpile? Are you absolutely convinced Gleyber Torres has to be in the dogpile?
No, he's not necessarily a pile guy. Is Soto? Soto is.
Yeah, big time. He's
Judge,
he's top
obviously.
Of the pile.
Tell
Judge.
You what, Stanton? Yes. Love Stanton. Want to see him there. Need him there. Rizzo? Yeah. Yeah, Rizzo's. That's why it upsets me when Rizzo has bad games, because Rizzo, for me, is a pile guy, man. I want him here. But Torres, that's my problem. My problem is I should be saying, yeah, he's there. He needs to be here. And I still don't feel that way. You know what it reminds me of? My son played 3 years T-ball. By the third year, he looked like a friggin' stud compared to the younger kids. And you're like, ah, he's getting it. Now he moves up a league with the older kids, and he looks timid again. It was almost like Torres last year, because he was the big dog. He was the only one hitting. Judge wasn't in the lineup. He's kind of carrying the team offensively, which really wasn't saying much, and he wasn't, like, that great. But, you know, we got to give him credit there. And now it's like all the big dogs are back, and he looks like the timid, scared one again, and he shouldn't be. Because, realistically, if he wasn't talented, we wouldn't be sitting here harping on it. The problem is that I believe, at least, that Gleyber Torres is a very talented baseball player who's still, to this day, allowing the mental aspect
his
of his game to get in the way. Yeah, and that's a problem for me. That's a problem for me because, you know, we're complaining about a game in mid-April, but I promise you, if that's happening now, it's going to be happening in October, and the Yankees can't afford that.
Here's what you got to say about Gleyber Torres. This is year 7 of him with the Yankees at the big league
exactly.
level. And he's still doing things that you wanted him to clean up 5 years ago.
It's all I'm trying to say.
And he is a free agent at the end of the year. And he is good enough. As much as, you know, you listen to us, you might think he's the worst player on earth. But no one is saying that. I think we expect a lot out of Gleyber Torres because we know the talent is there.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that if I told you he got 25 mil per year, would you be surprised?
I think that's exactly what he's going to get.
Right? And at his age, how old is he, Ryan? He's like 28, right?
28.
Something like that. But let
me
do
he just turned 28.
Labor is 20. Oh, shit. No, 27.
So he's going to be 28.
28 a day before Chris.
Oh,
his birthday.
So his new contract, he'll enter into his age 28th season.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to say? A team's going to give him, you know, 8 years, 9 years. You know, if somebody wants to lock him up long term at 25 per, $150 to $200 million. I think no one's saying Gleyber Torres shouldn't get or doesn't deserve that. But do you see the Yankees handing him that money?
Nope.
And shouldn't that concern you? And why would you say that? It has nothing to do with the Yankees being cheap, right? Tell me that you're not saying that they wouldn't give it to him because you think they're cheap.
No, you know, you said to me they can't afford him and Soto.
I didn't say they couldn't afford. I said
you
won't
said
pay
they wouldn't
Bolton.
Pay. Right. And I said, look, if they're still chasing a ring, if they felt Gleyber Torres was the guy and money was the issue, then I'd have a problem. But I don't think they refuse to pay him because they can't afford him. I think it's just because they rightfully so don't think he's the guy.
And I think the Yankees are looking at, and no one wants to hear this because we all want to win. I think the Yankees are looking at the incredible depth of middle infield talent that they have in the minor leagues. And that even if a guy like Arias might be a year away, that they think that they could get by with Cabrera or somebody else, you know, to do the stupid stopgap shit again, as opposed to locking up Gleyber Torres long term. And for a guy that was the number one prospect in the organization and was a top, I don't know if he ever hit number one in baseball, but I think he was. But he was certainly near the top of the list in baseball.
I'm pretty sure he was, man.
That's 7 years into his career that you can't sit here and say that the Yankees would be stupid if they didn't sign him. You can't say that.
No.
That's a problem.
Yeah. You just have much higher expectations than he's given you. And you know, I said this to you guys. I tweeted it the other day. As much as I love and thought I wanted Volpe as a leadoff guy, because clearly it's not Volpe, right? Volpe's great.
Well, it doesn't look that way so far.
What do you mean?
I mean, it doesn't look like anything is affecting Anthony Volpe.
Right, right. Right, exactly. So I'm not saying this anything against Anthony Volpe. He's done everything beyond what we could imagine. But I tweeted this the other day that Torres batting after Soto and Judge is a liability. And some people took it the wrong way. I'm not saying necessarily that he ruins games or ruins rallies, which ultimately he does. What I'm saying more is that we have to maximize everyone's value. And I feel like Gleyber Torres hitting leadoff, even though his average wasn't there, being in front of Soto and Judge and pitchers knowing that they had two of the best hitters in baseball coming up after him made his at-bats more where he was in control, if that makes sense. And I felt like you could feel that, even if he was not getting base hits.
Well, when we sat here last week, we were talking about how he's seen the second most pitches in the league at that point.
Right. So he just, you felt it. It felt like Gleyber Torres was more in control. And batting him after all these guys, we talked about how pitchers are looking for breaks. I said, and I'll eat my words, that I liked Gleyber there because I'm thinking Gleyber of last year. And I'm thinking Gleyber's a good hitter. And if pitchers are going to think they're going to get a break on Gleyber Torres, let them think that, and he's going to make them pay. And if he's not making them pay and he's looking this lost at the plate, he becomes a liability.
I want everybody to listen to the words that I'm about to speak very clearly and understand them. I am not rooting against Gleyber Torres. I don't have an agenda against Gleyber Torres. My only agenda for Gleyber Torres is for him to help the Yankees win baseball games. So if he comes out here and kills the Toronto Blue Jays, has a monster series, I'm going to be excited about it. Because I root for everybody that plays for the Yankees. All I'm doing right now is pointing out a liability that has faced this team through the first 16 games of the season.
And why shouldn't you? I mean, again, should we just sit here for an hour and just go, yeah, Yankees are good. Yeah, Yankees won another series. Or are we looking at this team and saying, yeah, they're fucking good. They can make a deep run in October if Cole comes back. Here's the areas where, because they're playing so well, we probably need to address sooner rather than later so that this team can get to where it needs to go.
Do you guys see this being a problem for the foreseeable future for Gleyber Torres? Do you see, do you feel he'll bounce out of this? I mean, don't forget, he's also on a contract year. So once that starts nearing closer, that might start pumping into his head if it's not already in there. What do you guys think?
Honest to God, Ryan, I don't know. And that's scary. Like, I can sit here and confidently tell you that I'm not worried about Aaron Judge. And I saw him kind of come out of it a little bit this series. And even if he didn't, I said that when we were live on NYYU on Thursday, I would still come on here and tell you I'm not worried about Aaron Judge. I don't know with him. And that scares the shit out of me, because after 7 years, and we've done the podcast every single year that this guy has been in the big leagues, we should have a better read on who he is and what he's capable of doing. And I can't give you a definitive answer.
Yeah, that's fair. And again, not trying to pick on Gleyber here. We all just said we think he's talented. We love the guy. Of course, we're rooting for him. I would love nothing more to be wrong about being concerned. But to me, Gleyber Torres is such a depth piece in this lineup. And what I mean by that is him having good at-bats, getting on base, doing some damage, brings such a different dynamic to this lineup, especially when he's lower in the lineup. Because if you have Giancarlo Stanton go back into a funk where he's striking out a million times and Rizzo never really picks up, and then you have after him, you have Wells or Trevino not doing much, and now we got Cabrera back in the lineup, but again, he's going to come back down to earth. We need to rely on someone down there. And I know Verdugo's gonna, you know, pop some doubles and he'll be fine. I'm not, Gleyber's the guy I'm concerned with, because I expect him to bring more to this lineup than anyone, especially lower in the lineup like that, than anyone down there with him. And if he's also gonna be an automatic out, then fuck it. You might as well not even send anyone up once you get down there. If all these other guys around him, again, it's not as bad right now because Cabrera's hitting, because Trevino had a home run today and whatever. But eventually, I'm telling you, Gleyber Torres is going to continue to get up in big spots. And he's got to be a guy that you can be confident in. And I just don't know the last time I've been truly confident in him when the Yankees were competitive and chasing something.
That's a good point, when the Yankees were competitive, that you haven't noticed him being too big of a factor. That's fair.
And I'll say this to kind of wrap up this point on Gleyber Torres here, is that think about guys that we've spoken about on this show that I genuinely didn't like Wash Donaldson and Aaron Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did I always say? I want to be wrong.
Right.
I want to look back at this segment, this last 20 minutes or whatever we spent on talking about Gleyber Torres, in August, when he's had an all-star year and he's one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball, and say, hey guys, remember that Sunday that we sat there after the Yankees had a brutal loss and we ripped Gleyber Torres for 20 minutes?
Wow, man, we look like idiots.
Doesn't that feel like so long ago?
Yeah.
That's what I want more than anything.
People think it's all like a gotcha moment. People think it's all like, look, you fucking idiot. No, we're not sitting here saying gotcha either. We're not sitting here saying, this guy sucks, and trust me, he's nothing, and he'll never amount to nothing. No, I'm telling you, I just said it a minute ago. In a week from now, we could be eating our words, because that's how baseball goes. Gleyber Torres, there is a possibility that Gleyber Torres is the hero for the next three games until we record again. And it's like we're singing a completely different tune. Oh, maybe Gleyber is the guy. Maybe this, that's how baseball goes. I can tell you right now, it's not how we feel. And we aren't, the biggest problem is exactly what you said, Christian. We're not confident that we know either way what he's capable of anymore.